I love sports, but my favorite sport, and one that I participate in for a number of years in my life, is basketball. And I played high school basketball. I've followed college basketball. I love watching the game, playing the game, doing it with my grandchildren. But perhaps the highlight for me was in 1997. I was serving as a lead pastor at Auburn First United Methodist Church, and at that time, I was a superintendent, rather. I'd been at Auburn First United Methodist Church. At that time, I moved to Muncie, and my children were attending Delta High School. And that year in 1997, the Delta High School varsity basketball team made it to the state championship, which was, as you know, in Indiana. Maybe not so much for your Buckeye, but if you're from Indiana, it's a huge deal. And in fact, Bobby Plump, who was the star player for the Milan High School team in 1954, came to address the team at the pep rally before they went to the state final. He's still living at age 87. And from that experience was then launched in 1986, a movie, which is my absolute favorite sports movie and is always on the screen of my television set in March in preparation for the state basketball tournament, and that's Hoosiers. So this morning, I'm going to walk you through Paul's letter to the Corinthians and the comments that he makes around spiritual gifts, but I'm going to put that and enfold that within the movie Hoosiers. So for those of you who are not sports fans, my apologies, but I'm still going ahead to do it. So I want to talk about teamwork today. And teamwork has, as you read Paul and as you look at the movie, has five key component parts that make up teamwork. And those are, first of all, that there's a clear goal that we have in mind. Second of all, we need a variety of players with a whole variety of gifts and skills to be effective and accomplish our goal. Third, we need to have considerable coordination of our efforts. Fourth, we need everybody to play, to be involved, and to do their best. And fifth, the motivation behind every team is a strong sense of connectedness and love for each other. So let me go back and walk through that. So in the movie Hoosiers, it starts with the scene of Gene Hackman, Coach Dale, who inherits this team in this small town of Hickory. And this team is, well, pretty good at shooting, but pretty lousy at everything else. And so they continue to just shoot the ball, and he, in frustration, works up an entire regimen of teaching them things like, oh, rebounding, and playing defense, and passing the ball. And they work on that endlessly when they were accustomed to simply shooting, because if you're going to be effective, if you're going to accomplish what you need to accomplish, it will be absolutely essential to be clear what we're about. And it's not just about putting the ball through the hoop. It's about winning the game. And to win the game means that we have to be effective, not just in shooting the ball, but in all aspects of the game. It will take a wider skill set than simply scoring or putting it in the basket. And so, in the movie Hoosiers, They begin the discipline process of learning how to focus on winning. Now, he steps back a bit from that. And when they make it to the final tournament game, he says to them, "You know, if tonight you play your very best, you do everything that you can and reach your potential, no matter what the final score is, in my book, we're winners." To win requires discipline and focus and the willingness to do the very best you can. And that's true of a basketball team. The Apostle Paul says that's also true in the life of the church. Church needs to have a clear focus, a clear understanding of our goal. And as United Methodists, we are clear about what that goal is, and that is to make disciples for Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. We may do lots of other activities and varieties of ministries, but if they're not helping us grow as disciples, make disciples, and helping transform the world to be the kind of place that we see depicted in the Scripture as the kingdom of God, then we're wasting time. Our goal is not simply to survive or to continue or to simply exist. Our goal is to make a difference and to do that by doing the best we can in serving, loving, caring, sharing, to continually see that the way that we need to grow is inwardly spiritually, that we need to grow in the sense of the way we fellowship and connect and care for one another, and in the way we serve and make a difference in the life of the community. And that takes teamwork. So first, we got to be clear about what our goal or purpose is. Second, We've got to understand that to accomplish that will take a wide range of skills and gifts and abilities by lots of different people. Now, in the movie Hoosiers again, the coach begins to understand the various skills that his players have. So, for example, Buddy, that's his best defender. Buddy's the guy that has the ability to stop their leading scorer from being able to take over a basketball game. And in one of the key games during the tournament, he said to Buddy and leaned down, and he said, "Tonight, I want you to be able to tell me the flavor of gum that your opponent is chewing." He gets in the game. He is stifling on defense. He hustles the entire game. He blocks the passing lanes. He continually works his tail until finally, near the end of the game, he fouls out. And exhausted, as he makes his way to the edge of the bench, Coach Dale looks down the bench inquisitively, said not a word. And Buddy simply responds with one word: Dentine. That was Buddy. He was your guy on defense. Ray was the fella who handled the ball, who set up the ball, who helped make the passes, who learned how to be able to do that so the team could work well together. Strap, he was the rebounder, who one game thought that he was the shooter and he took a shot that miraculously went in. And he said when he came to the sideline, he said, "Coach, I feel it. I feel the strength of the Lord." And Coach Dale said to him, "That's good. Put that strength in your dribble. Don't think that you're a shooter. You're a rebounder. You're the person who scores underneath the basket. Jimmy was their incredible shooter, scorer, able to create his own shot. He was the key to their offense. Each one had a role, all different skills. And then there was Ollie. Ollie was the shortest guy on the team. I get that. I was the shortest kid in my kindergarten class and the shortest kid up through my freshman year in high school. I was in the center of the class pictures, which is where they always put the shortest kid. Ollie was not skilled at dribbling the ball. He did not shoot the ball well. He wasn't fast, but he was determined. He tried hard. He was loyal. He was dedicated, and he gave everything he can to this team that had just 6 players. And mostly he cheered from the bench. That's mostly what I did. Until the game, in which one of the players fouled out. And it was in the tournament. And Church and Coach Dale, because Elliot had re-injured himself, could not go in. The only one left was Ollie. So Ollie went in. They were ahead, but shortly they were not, because the ball would go to Ollie and Ollie dribbled it off his foot, or he threw it out of bounds, or he chucked it up and he didn't hit. He got fouled. In fact, anytime he got the ball, they would foul him intentionally because they knew he wouldn't hit the free throws, and the opposition not only caught up, but tied the game and took a lead. Hickory got the ball back. They gather in the huddle because Ollie had shot the ball just before time had run out a few seconds and was fouled. So as they got together and the coach pulled together the final play, he talked about what they needed to do. And then he looked over to Ollie and he said, Ollie, and after you make your 2 free throws, and you will make your 2 free throws, go back on defense and don't foul. And Ollie went out and did what Ollie did and threw the ball at the basket, and it went in. Twice. And they won the game. And Ollie was the hero of the game. You see, in teamwork, you need all the players and all the skills. Sure, you need the Rays and the Elliots and the Buddies and the Jimmy Chitwards. But you also need the Ollies who can come off the bench and give the best that they have at the time it's needed. That's true in the church as well, right? I mean, we have a variety of different gifts and needs. Hit my first slide, will you? I mean, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. The Spirit gives gifts to all kinds of people, but there are various kinds of gifts. Some people have opportunity and know how to lead, and other folks are great at organizing, and some folks do a wonderful job of caring for people, and other of you do amazing in terms of teaching. There's a whole variety of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. Second, there are different kinds of service, but it's God's behind everything that we do. Third, there are different kinds of working, but all of them, in all of them and in everyone, is the same God at work. That's what pulls us together as a team, is understanding and using the variety of gifts. Head down to the next verses. Skip that one, I'll come back to it in a bit. See, to one there's given a spirit of wisdom, Paul said, that understand a situation and help us figure out a way to navigate, and another has knowledge, information, they figured something out that can help us accomplish what we need to do. Still, keep going. In another, there's faith to believe that God is present and remind us of God's presence. To others, they have the gift of healing, of loving in a way that brings God's presence and spirit into a situation or into a person's difficulty. To another, it's miraculous powers, and another has prophecy, the ability to share God's word in a way that people can understand and respond to. To another, distinguish between spirits, and others speak in different kinds of tongues, and still others interpret tongues. Hit the next one. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and the Spirit distributes them to each just as the Spirit determines. Various gifts, various skills, all necessary to accomplish God's ministry. Third element of teamwork is coordination. As Coach Dale's developing his team, he realizes that they love to shoot, but they're not moving the ball on offense, and so he established a rule before the game that they would pass the ball four times before anybody shot it, so they could work, get open, move the ball, and learn how to pass and include everybody. So off they went on the court, and didn't work the way they thought it would work. I mean, they would pass the ball and it'd get intercepted. They dribble the ball and it'd be off their foot. They would pass it a second time, a third time, but the fourth time it would get picked off and the other team would score. And the score continued to mount up against them. Until finally Ray got frustrated. He was the best shooter they had at that time in the team. And he came down the floor, and he got the ball, and he looked around, and he said, "I'm shooting it. Forget passing." And he put it in. And he came down the floor next time, and he made a move, and he put it in. He did it three, four times in a row. They started to do some scoring, ignoring what the coach had said. Timeout was called. Ray thought he was going to get congratulated. Instead, he got pulled from the game for not following what the coach had ordered. He sat on the bench. One of the players fouled out. Another player was injured. They only had six. One fouls out. Ray gets up to go fill in because you need five players, right, on the floor. Coach Dale said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Well, we need five players." He turns to the ref. He said, "The four on the floor, that's my team. Go ahead." And he left Ray on the bench for the rest of the game. Because the lesson that had to be learned is you cannot simply do your own thing. You cannot simply do what you want. You've got to follow the direction that helps us work together to accomplish what God's calling us to do, to accomplish the teamwork to win the game. Go back to the seventh verse. Can you flip that back for me? Oh. Man, you're good. See, that's why we have all kinds of gifts with the life of the church, right? Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given. All of us are given gifts. All of us are given gifts by the Spirit to accomplish what God wants. But we have to be clear that the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. We got to work together. This is not you do your thing and I do my thing. It's no, there's no me. There's only we. When the Spirit of God connects us, guides us, empowers us for ministry. Fourth We need every person, every player to use their gifts to accomplish what God's called us to do. Back to the movie Hoosiers. The team's doing pretty well with six players. They're getting better. They win some games. They lose some games. But they're not winning as much as the community wanted. And the community got frustrated, so they called a town meeting to discuss and to vote to remove the coach because he wasn't winning as much as we needed to win. And as they're wrapping up the vote, and it's pretty clear the way the vote's going to go, and that is to remove the coach, Jimmy Chitwood walks into the meeting. Now, Jimmy's the kid who is the best player in town, and for personal reasons, he has not played basketball in a while. He does not join the team. The coach, Dale, has approached him to join, but he still doesn't join. But he walks into the middle of the meeting, and the crowd erupts. It's our best scorer. Our team is going to turn around. One of the persons said, "You see, coach goes, and now he's going to play." Jimmy's a pretty quiet kind of guy. Steps up to the microphone in the gymnasium. He said, "Coach stays, I stay. Coach goes, I go." I think we ought to vote again. They did a revote, and they voted to have Coach Dale stay, and Jimmy joined the team, and as Coach Dale put it, "We're running on all eight cylinders now." You see, you got to have every person on the team. It's true within the life of the church as well. Go back to verse 12, all right, where we left off. All right. "Just as a body, the one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ." Next line. "For we are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, we're all given the one Spirit to drink." Next one. "Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many." We need every part. Every person is key in the life of that team, in whatever role they play. And it's true in the life of this church. We need every member. Well, it's easy to think, I remember when we had this person, or these people, or this number of people here, and we used to be able to do this, and this thing were true, and this thing happened, and I remember what it was like then. Well, that's a wonderful memory. I'm grateful that you had that experience. But it's in the rearview mirror, amen? We are where we are now. And we need every person, every gift that God has called in order to utilize their gifts, whatever those gifts are, healing, caring, leading, organizing, coordinating, encouraging, teaching, preaching, whatever that gift is, we need every person's gift. And you know that. That's why you are. That's why you're still here. Because we still are called with a purpose to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And we have to do that with every person connected, coordinating together. Five. Teamwork at its core requires love. There's got to be a sense in which the folks on the team care about each other, support one another, love each other in order to accomplish what the team needs to accomplish. Hickory ends up like Milan, surprisingly, shockingly, in the final game of the state tournament. And they're playing large school. In the Hickory's case, it was South Bend Central. It was different for Milan, right? You remember. But in the locker room, Coach Dale says to Buddy, hey, their leading scorer averages over 20 points. You're going to need to really stick with him. And Buddy says, here's what I'm going to do to cut him off and keep him from being able to move to the basket. And then he stops and he says, you know, there's no big speech I have to give. What is it you'd like to say? And so one says, I want us to win this one for my dad. I want to see us win this for every small school that never got a chance to go to the state tourney. See, that was North Liberty. Shoot, we never even won the sectional. They're talking about our school. I want to see us win it for Coach. And then Coach Dale said, I love you guys. And then he simply put his hand up and they all joined and they said the word that you say when you're on a team ready to play, and that is team. Not about me, it's about us accomplishing what is ahead of us. See, that's what the Apostle Paul says as well. I didn't walk you through all of that 14th chapter, that 12th chapter, because there's like 31 verses, so I stopped at 14. But I'm going to jump ahead to the 31st verse. Now, eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. And you know what comes after that in Paul's epistle to the Corinthian church? The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the love chapter. That's what he says is the most excellent way. That's what Paul is reminding us of, that when we accomplish what we are called to accomplish, we will do it because of a deep sense of love, that we are willing to search and do the very best we can because we love God and we love our church and we love each other. And when we do that, it makes the difference. Now, at the end of the movie, there is one more poignant scene that I can't overlook. The game is tied miraculously. They've come back after being down about 4 points. There's not a lot of time left. And so the coach pulls him aside to come up with a strategy for last play. And so he draws up a play in which Jimmy, who everybody expects will take that last shot, is run off the side of a pick as a decoy, and they'll set up Ray to be able to take the shot, which the other team will not be expecting, and he likely will be very open. And as the coach walks them through that play, and they're in the huddle, everyone in the huddle turns like this, away from the coach, head down, obviously dejected. And he goes, what's wrong? What's wrong with you guys? And Jimmy steps up and he says, 3 words. I'll make it. So the coach redraws the play, gives the ball to Jimmy. Jimmy comes down the court. Oh, my goodness. He's just dribbling. He's waiting. He gets in position. He fakes, gets him up, takes the shot. Well, you know if you've seen the movie. Shoot, you know even if you haven't seen the movie. It's going in. And they win. You see, that's true for us. God's calling us to step up, to do our best, to share love, to make a difference in the community, to care for folks, and to demonstrate God's presence in our midst. And God's calling us all to be able to do that. And what God's waiting for is for us to simply say, we'll make it. Amen? We'll do it together with your help, God. We'll do it. Thanks be to God. Amen.